Okay, so let's try and unpack this. I want you to picture two companies, right? They're standing on, I don't know, opposite sides of a very large room. On one side, you have the heavyweight champion of cybersecurity, and we're talking Proofpoint.
The big guys.
The biggest, I mean, this is the company that's securing 83 of the Fortune 100. They protect 2.7 million customers. These are the, the serious people in suits standing between your money and, well, everyone trying to get
You know,
them.
it's very serious business. They're dealing with nation-state hackers, ransomware gangs, the whole nine yards.
Right. And then way over on the other side of the room, you have this almost chaotic high velocity engine called Auto Content API. It's marketed as a notebook LM API alternative, but what it really is, it's this industrial grade machine for just churning out content. Podcasts, videos, blogs, you name it, it just manufactures it.
That's what the tech folks would call programmable content infrastructure.
Which sounds like a total mouthful. But here's the thing, on the surface, this feels like mixing oil and water.
It does.
You have the most cautious, locked-down industry in the world's security, and you're mixing it with a tool that's all about speed and volume. But when I was looking at the sources you sent, I realized Proofpoint has this massive challenge that has, well, nothing to do with stopping viruses.
It's not a technical problem at all. It's a communication problem.
Exactly. So the mission for this deep dive is to figure out what happens when you plug that industrial content engine into a company like Proofpoint. Because if they can solve this bottleneck, it might actually change how we all learn about being safe online.
And to really understand that bottleneck,
Yeah.
you have to look at the state of the digital economy right now. We are absolutely living in an era of content saturation.
Saturation. You just mean there's too much stuff out
I
there.
mean, the whole economic model has flipped. Just think about it for a second. Distribution is basically free. You can upload to YouTube, to Spotify, your own blog for $0. The shelf space is infinite, but production is the bottleneck. It takes time, it takes money, it takes human effort to make something that's actually worth consuming.
Well, sure, but Proofpoint is sitting on a gold mine of information. I was looking through their site. They've got Threat Insight blogs, white papers, the 2025 Data Security Landscape Report. It's dense, high-value stuff. So why can't they just post it?
They can, and they do. But here's the friction point. To turn one of those really complex 40-page white papers into a blog post and a podcast and a video, which is what you need to do to reach people today.
You need different formats.
You do. And traditionally, that requires four separate teams. You need your editorial team, your audio team, your video team, and your social team.
Okay, I see where you're going. The sources actually had some numbers on this that they made my eyes water. They said outsourcing a single high-quality podcast can cost anywhere from $100 to $15,000.
15 grand, and that's for one
In
episode.
a video, 3,000 minimum.
Right. So just do the math. Proofpoint is detecting thousands of new threats a year. If they want to communicate all of those threats effectively, not just as a dry text report, but as engaging media, they would need the budget of a Hollywood studio. Just too expensive and too slow.
And that's where Auto Content API comes in with this concept of hyperscalability. Now, I usually roll my eyes at buzzwords like that, but the claim here is wild.
It's a big claim.
They say you can just drop a PDF into their API, and for literal cents, like 10 cents euro, it generates a podcast episode.
And that is the aha moment. It treats content creation as a data transformation task. It's not creative writing in that slow human sense of the word. It's just taking the raw data from a Proofpoint report and instantly reformatting it.
But wait a minute, if it costs 10 cents, does it sound like a robot reading a dictionary? Because, cheap usually means bad.
That's the skepticism everyone starts with, for sure. But the API is using these really advanced models, like the ones that power Notebook LM, to synthesize the information. So imagine Proofpoint releases a new report on, say, insider threat management.
Okay.
Instead of just posting a PDF that, let's be honest, almost nobody reads, they run it through the API.
Walk me through what happens then.
Boom. 10 minutes later, they have a deep dive audio summary for people's commutes. They have a blog post for the website. They have a vertical video for LinkedIn.
And the cost wasn't thousands of dollars, it was.
The price of a gumball.
So they're basically shifting their costs from an editorial team budget to API usage fees, which is just orders of magnitude lower.
Exactly. And that efficiency unlock means Proofpoint isn't just protecting the Fortune 100 anymore. They can actually afford to communicate with everyone. But I think the more interesting application here is what it means for their product, Zen Guide.
Oh, right. Zen Guide. That's their tool to change user behavior, isn't it?
Ideally, yeah. Proofpoint's mission isn't just software blocking emails. It's about training us, the humans, not to click on the wrong things. They call it human-centric security.
But let's be honest. When was the last time you got excited to read a compliance manual?
Never. I'm so guilty of this. I get the email, I skim maybe the first paragraph, I click I agree, and I just go right back to work.
Everyone does. And that's dangerous. Careless users are a huge risk. The auto content sources pointed out that mixed media, so audio, video, text, it increases engagement and retention.
Right.
So apply the API here. Instead of sending employees a 10-page memo on a new phishing tactic, Proofpoint could use the API to convert that memo into a bingeable two-person dialogue podcast.
Like a little radio show.
Exactly. The API can generate a conversation between two AI agents just talking about the policy. It's that notebook LM style, but totally automated. Employees can listen to it while they're driving to work.
And all of a sudden, security training isn't a chore. It's just another podcast in their queue.
That is actually huge for retention. I mean, if I'm listening to a story about how a phishing scam works, I am way more likely to remember it than if I just read a bulleted list.
And the source also mentioned explainer videos. Proofpoint could literally generate a 60-second video for every single new phishing scam they detect.
Like, hey, Bob, watch out for this specific email subject line that's going around.
Exactly. And because the API supports what they call headless content production, this can all happen automatically. A threat is detected, the system generates the training video, and boom, it lands in the employee's inbox. No human video editor needed.
That speed is so crucial, isn't it? Because in cybersecurity, being a day late is basically being a year late.
Which brings us to this whole concept of newsjacking.
I love this term. It sounds so aggressive, like carjacking, but for headlines.
It's a marketing strategy, but in security, it's absolutely vital. Newsjacking is all about injecting your brand into a breaking news story. And the Auto Content API has this feature called Reaction Loops that ties into social listening on X, you know, formerly Twitter and Reddit.
Okay, so let's play this out. Let's say there's a huge spike in chatter on Reddit about a new crypto crash scam or a specific ransomware that's hitting hospitals. The alarm bells go off.
The API detects that spike. It sees the negative sentiment. It then triggers what they call a deep research agent. Now, this agent doesn't just guess. It actually goes out to the live web, reads reputable sources, analyzes the threat, and structures all that data.
And then what?
And then, within minutes, it produces a market alert video or a short audio brief.
So you're telling me Proofpoint could technically publish a breaking news video explaining a brand new attack just 5 minutes after it starts trending on Twitter?
Yes. And think about the authority that builds. I mean, instead of waiting 3 days for an analyst to write up a formal report, Proofpoint becomes the primary source of truth instantly. They own the narrative because they were first.
Let me play devil's advocate here, though. Speed is great, but accuracy is everything in security. If the API hallucinates or gets a detail wrong, Proofpoint looks incompetent.
That is the big risk. It absolutely is. And it's why the structured data part is so important. The API isn't just making things up. It's synthesizing data from Proofpoint's own verified feeds or trusted sources. And you'd still likely want a human in the loop to give the final thumbs up before it goes live.
I see.
But the difference is the human is just reviewing, not creating everything from scratch.
That makes sense. It shifts the human from writer to editor. Now, speaking of scaling communication, we have to talk about the CEO paradox.
Yes, the voice cloning part.
This is the piece that feels a bit like sci-fi to me. The source material talks about how everyone wants to hear from the leaders, the CEO, the top researchers. But those people are, well, they're busy. They don't have time to sit in a recording booth for hours every week.
And usually, if you try to fake it with regular text-to-speech, it sounds robotic. It sounds like a GPS. It just destroys trust. And for a company like Proofpoint, trust is everything. It's their currency. If they sound fake, their advice feels fake.
But the source claims these new clones are natural, steady, and believable.
They do. So the workflow looks like this. A Proofpoint executive records their voice once, just for a few minutes. The API creates a high-fidelity clone. And then the marketing teams can generate daily security updates narrated by that executive without ever touching their calendar again.
It's sufficient. And I guess in a crisis, that's exactly what you need.
Imagine a major global cyber attack hits. The internet is melting down. You need the CEO to reassure 2.7 million customers. And you need it now.
Right.
With this, you could generate personalized audio updates from the CEO to different sectors. Healthcare, finance, government, all at the same time. in their own voice.
That makes sense. It scales the personal touch. And speaking of scale, we can't ignore the global part. Proofpoint is worldwide. They protect customers in higher education, government, ISPs, I mean, everywhere.
And language is a huge barrier. If you write a threat report in English, you're immediately ignoring a massive chunk of the world until you get it translated.
The AutoContent API supports over 50 languages.
Right. And this isn't just about translation. It's about resynthesis. You take that English report, and the API doesn't just translate the text. It generates a Spanish audio podcast, a Japanese video, and a German blog post.
Instantly multiplying your total addressable market.
Exactly. And keeps the message consistent. You don't have to hire local content teams in 50 countries to rewrite the same safety warning. You just centralize the expertise at Proofpoint HQ and use the API to distribute it globally.
Now, I want to pivot to something Proofpoint talks about a lot in their material, the agentic workspace.
Yes, this is their big forward-looking vision.
For the listeners who maybe haven't heard this term, what is an agentic workspace?
It's the idea that in the pretty near future, we won't just be working with software tools, we'll be working alongside AI agents. So you'll have an AI that manages your calendar, an AI that sorts your email, an AI that does your research for you.
So instead of me Googling how to stop BEC attacks, I just ask my personal AI agent, and my agent goes and finds the answer.
Precisely. And this totally changes the game for content. Because if your content is written only for humans, you know, big blocks of text, vague metaphors, the AI agents might struggle to interpret it or cite it properly.
So how does the AutoContent API fit into that?
It's all about how AI consumes information. We're moving away from a web where humans have to read everything. The API can output structured data, things like JSON files and FAQs that are formatted specifically for machines. It's like a native language for other AI agents. By using this API, Proofpoint can make sure that their content is perfectly formatted for other AIs to read.
So they're not just making content for people, they're making content for the AI agents that the people are using.
Correct. If Proofpoint's whole mission is to secure the agentic workspace, they need to be the authority that the agents trust. If ChatGPT or Gemini is looking for an answer on security, you want it to pull from Proofpoint. This API helps structure their massive knowledge base so it's easily ingested by those agents.
That connects so well to the SEO strategy, too. The source mentioned programmatic SEO and this thin content problem.
This gets a bit technical, but it's crucial for growth. Proofpoint has tons of product pages, email fraud defense, secure email relay, account takeover protection, and so on.
And Google hates it when you have 1,000 pages that all look basically the same. They call that thin content.
Exactly. If you just have a generic paragraph on each of those pages, you won't rank. You basically disappear. But what if you use AutoContent API to crawl every single one of those product pages and generate a unique 60-second video and a specific audio guide for that specific page?
You increase dwell time. People stick around.
You do. The source says pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google. People stay to watch or listen.
So Proofpoint could dominate these really specific search terms. Like if a hospital administrator searches how to stop BEC attacks in healthcare, Proofpoint could have a page with a video that answers exactly that, all generated by the API.
And that's a keyword that would normally be way too niche to justify hiring a whole video team for. But at 10 cents or 4 euros an asset, it's a no-brainer. It lets them just carpet bomb the search results with high-quality, helpful content.
It really is shifting the entire model from crafting to manufacturing. And for a company like Proofpoint, that feels like a massive cultural shift.
It is a shift. But I think for Proofpoint, it's a necessary evolution. They have the human-centric security expertise. That's their core value.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be bogging their experts down with video editing or audio mixing.
Right. Let the experts hunt for threats. Let the API handle the packaging.
It's the only way to scale education at the same rate that the threats themselves are scaling.
Yeah.
I mean, we know the bad actors are using AI to write better phishing emails and code malware faster.
That's a scary thought. The bad guys are already automating.
Oh, they are. They have been for years. So in a way, adopting this kind of infrastructure is really a defensive necessity. You can't fight an automated enemy with manual communication.
Man, when you put it that way, it just feels inevitable. We started this whole thing asking what happens when you combine a security giant with a content engine, and I think the answer is you get a security giant that can actually talk to everyone everywhere all at once.
And that is a very, very powerful position to be in.
It really is. It's not just about saving money on podcasts. It's about making sure the safety advice actually reaches the people who need it in a format they will actually consume.
Ideally, before they click that malicious link.
Exactly. Well, we've covered the saturation problem, the Zengai training revolution, the newsjacking speed, and even the future of the agentic workspace. It's pretty clear that Auto Content API offers a toolkit that aligns almost perfectly with Proofpoint's mission.
It just provides the infrastructure to make that protection ubiquitous.
So here's a thought to leave you with. We talked about Proofpoint securing the agentic workspace, this future where we're all working alongside AI. If the bad guys are using AI to scale their attacks to millions of people instantly, doesn't it make sense that the good guys need an agentic content engine to scale their education just as fast? Maybe in 2026, the best cybersecurity defense isn't just a firewall, it's a podcast generated by an API that you listened to on your drive to work this morning.
That is definitely something to think about.
Thanks for diving in with us. We'll see you on the next one.